This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
She went to her daughter and picked her up, and she told police that she knew at that moment that her daughter was dead. She asked Mr. McCarthy what he had done, and he did not tell her, but he said she was a demon anyway. It was her time to die.
We can only imagine how Assistant DA David Deacon felt when he had to say those words, when he had to describe to a Dorchester municipal court the horrific details of the 2.5-year-old Bella Bond and her death this morning.
But now we know a lot more about why the state is charging Michael McCarthy with Bella's murder and her mother Rochelle Bond as an accessory after the fact.
The charges are important, but they're not the real issue here. What began back in June, a dog walker on Deer Island looking inside a plastic bag and discovering a tiny limb, well, that has led to the big question. Did the state, did an entire community fail Bella Bond? We're going to talk a lot more about that in a moment, but let's get some more details on what happened at this morning's arraignment. Mike Bellow is deputy city editor for the Boston Globe, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm well, but it's been a tough day for not only, I guess, prosecutors, but everyone who had to hear the details of what was laid out in court this morning. What did prosecutors say about what happened on the night Bella Bond was killed?
Well, this is a horrifying case, and prosecutors outlined how the child died. The fact is, sometime late in May, the child, little Bella, was apparently had been unruly, unwilling to go to bed, and prosecutor's son, Michael McCarthy, went in there to take control, to calm her down. And unfortunately, according to Bond and the prosecution, he ended up killing her. Bond stated in a police report, very graphic, describing how his daughter was crying and Michael McCarthy was observed either striking or applying pressure to Bella's abdominal area. Bond stated that she came into the room and she observed Michael's arms moving rapidly and making contact with her daughter. And then she explained that her daughter became lifeless. That is why, at this point, Mr. McCarthy is charged with murder and Bond is charged being an accessory after the fact.
An accessory after the fact because she observed it and did nothing, didn't report to police, or helped dispose the body? Why specifically the accessory charge?
It's her role in not going to the police and helping dispose of the body. The child was apparently put in a refrigerator for a short time before the body was disposed of on Deer Island. The police report really details the testimony of interviews with a friend of the couple who came forward. He had lived with McCarthy and Bond and basically detailed what had happened, what Bond had told him, that she believed McCarthy had murdered her child. And he told investigators how the two were often harsh with her, that the man who eventually helped lead police to the identity said the two would often demean and yell at the child. And I think what troubled the man most, according to prosecutors, was that he saw them lock Bella in a closet twice for significant periods of time while she screamed to be let out. And he had said that McCarthy had become very interested in the occult, purported to see demons, purported to see ghosts, and purported to be able to exorcise demons and exorcise ghosts, and said that he felt she was possessed by demons. And also he felt that Bond believed this, too.
So this raises so many questions, though, Mike. I mean, obviously this lifelong friend was key in helping break the case. But, you know, he observed this alleged abuse, the locking in the closet. Do we know if he made any attempts to report that at the time? I mean, well before Bella Bond was murdered.
It's not clear from any of these police reports that he reported this at all. And only at the time when he kept asking where she was and Bond finally told him. First, they kept telling him she was with DCF. Been taken away or just she was fine, and then finally revealed last week to him, Bond revealed that the child was dead at the hands of McCarthy. And that's when he decided to go to his probation officer and was interviewed by authorities and his sister. He also related to that, and she called the Boston Homicide Unit and told him the story.
Right. Well, what more have we learned about Rochelle Bond, Bella Bond's mother here? I mean, prosecutors today requested $1 million in bail and got it, they said, because of her history of drug abuse and her own criminal record. What more do we know about her?
Well, we know she has been involved with the court system since at least 1999, been in and out of prostitution, drug charges, a series of charges. She was involved with, had gone from homeless shelter to homeless shelter once Bella was born. Supposedly was trying to get her life together when she moved into the apartment on Maxwell Street. You know, DCF had done an investigation. There was a neglect complaint lodged against her, and DCF had investigated in 2012 and 2013, but the case was closed, and that's part of the nature of review by Governor Baker and DCF trying to figure out what happened, why was the case closed. So there were some people who said she really cared for this girl. Two other children were taken away from her previously before Bella was even born. So she wanted to make a difference with this child, and unfortunately, it ended tragically.
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen the pictures of Bella from her mother's Facebook profile that are out there. So at least there was enough of a connection for her to want to show the world pictures of her daughters before her daughter was murdered. And today at the arraignment, Rochelle Bond's defense lawyer really tried to paint a different picture of her client. I mean, reminding the court that she had been homeless, and basically also painting her as a victim too, is saying that the public needs to remember that she had lost a child and that she wants to cooperate with law enforcement. But nevertheless, that seemed to not sway the judge in terms of setting bail, because he still set it at $1 million.
Well, I think there was the feeling that she was involved and that she helped in the cover-up. And, you know, Bella was, after Bella was killed, prosecutors said they both injected themselves with heroin. Got a large amount of heroin. They were both intoxicated for several days, perhaps longer. And then McCarthy eventually places the body, you know, after it's in a the body's in a refrigerator for a while, then is placed in a weighted duffel bag and disposed of on Deer Island. So she knew about all of this and obviously didn't go to the authorities, according to prosecutors.
Right. I mean, I'm seeing that her defense team is saying that she was held captive by McCarthy. And I'm not clear about whether or not some of that heroin that's been reported was forcibly injected into her neck. I mean, is that what she
right.
was saying?
There is. Bond stated in the police report that when she realized her daughter had been killed, McCarthy grabbed her by the throat, threatened her, and told her that he would kill her if she repeated this to anyone. And she also explained that she then witnessed McCarthy place her daughter's body into the garbage bag and move the body into the kitchen refrigerator. So she watched all this.
Hmm. Now, Mike, I mean, just in what we've talked about, there are so many instances where it seems like adults failed Bella Bond. I mean, we have the fact of the murder itself. We have the drug addiction. We have the fact that her mother has told police that she didn't say anything to authorities for months. We have the friend who may have been key to breaking the case last week but didn't report abuse that he saw earlier. Then we also have Bella Bond's biological father, who the Globe spoke to extensively, who heard the story from Rochelle Bond herself last week, but he didn't say anything either. I mean, there just seems to be this long chain of adults who dropping the ball just seems to be such a grotesque way of saying it, but who failed this little girl.
Yeah, and I think one of the sad things is that this girl, a good day for this girl, may have been, you know, surviving without anyone bothering her in that apartment on Maxwell Street, because other times, according to these reports, she was terrorized by both her mother and the boyfriend, and you know, residents said they heard her yelling at the child, and it was not a good situation there, and also all kinds of men going in and out of the apartment various times of the night. So it did not appear to be a good situation on Maxwell Street.
Mike, finally, the next time there's a court date on this case is October 20th. What are we likely to see then?
Well, that'll be a pretrial hearing. There may be more evidence presented to a grand jury in this case regarding what happened. I think there'll be evidence for the defense to gather stuff. Also, we don't know what the exact cause of death is. The medical examiner still has Bella's body, so there is an investigation underway into that. So the medical examiner has to come up with a determination. And then, of course, there will be some kind of funeral for Bella. That'll be up to the biological father as to what happens. So there still has to be a ruling on what caused her death.
Mike Bellow is deputy city editor for the Boston Globe. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, we'll have more in this story, how the state child welfare workers and her community failed Bella Bond and what needs to change. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.